Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
If you thought after the last lesson that a person who had been declared healed of his leprosy was now free to carry on life as usual, you've got another thing coming. Not yet. For 7 days, the person was back in the camp, but was to sleep by his tent door under the stars. And this after a shave and a haircut, a full bath, and the laundering of his clothing. Then, 7 days later, another shave, this time even his eyebrows, clean every bit, and another clothes and body wash, all to get ready for the 8th day. You remember that? The 8th day was the new beginning of 4 special occasions, of Israel's priestly ministry, chapter 9, of circumcision, identifying with the covenant, chapter 12, as the conclusion to the feasts and the beginning of a new year, chapter 23, and here in chapter 14, it was a new beginning for someone no longer considered a leprosy sufferer. Was this a big day? I'll say. 2 lambs were provided each day for the whole nation. But for this person, there were 3 lambs, one as a trespass offering, one as a sin offering, and one as a burnt offering, plus a grain offering. If the offerer was poor, 2 of the lambs could be replaced with birds. So there's no question now that the person was back as a full-fledged member of the congregation. The oil was placed on the person's right ear, thumb, and great toe. Then, to top it all off, the person was anointed. This was usually reserved for prophets, priests, and kings. But God pours His Spirit also on every new believer. Quote, "In Him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom you were sealed with the Holy Spirit." Ephesians 1:13. Yes, all who have trusted Christ, quote, have an anointing from the Holy One. 1 John 2, verse
20. Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.